Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Fresh documents have cast the timeline and the cost of the new National Children's Hospital into further doubt. Design changes at the St James's site in Dublin has led to ongoing disputes between BAM, the construction company, and the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. The documents given to Sinn Féin's health spokesman David Cullinan also revealed that more than 300 doors in the hospital may have to be replaced or demolished because they're not the correct width. Well, David joins me on the line now for more on this. David, good morning. You submitted written questions to the board and to the Department of Health about design changes, cost overruns, the contract for the building of the hospital and so on. What kind of a picture emerges from the responses that you got?
Well, I think it's a very similar picture to the one that was painted at the Oireachtas Health Committee last week when we had the CEO of the board and reps from the board attending that Oireachtas Health Committee hearing. And it was a very hard-hitting opening statement that was made by the CEO of the board overseeing the hospital in relation to the behaviour of the main contractor, BAM. The board alleges that the main contractor is not providing adequate resources to complete the project. And essentially, we've ended up in a crazy situation where we don't have a completion date that anybody can have any certainty or confidence in. We don't have a compliant programme of works. And for any big project, you need to have a completion date and a programme of works where the confidence is there that the contractors are actually deploying the appropriate resources, as in feet on the ground. We have a response then from BAM and the main contractor saying that they have been given thousands of design changes and that is delaying the project. So we have this he said, she said. And all the while we have problems, as you said, with the doors in some of the rooms, but also 11 of the operating theatres. But I think the big problem that we're facing at the moment is that the relationship between two of the main stakeholders to deliver this project, the board on the one hand and the main contractor on the other, is at an all-time low. And I've described it as almost open warfare at this stage. And all the while all of that's happening, we know that the board has sought very significant additional money, taxpayers' money, from the government, and that has to be signed off on by Cabinet. And we understand that will be in the region of hundreds of millions of euro of more taxpayers' money. And my point in all of this is that the minister can't be a commentator. He can't be on the sidelines. He has to be proactive and he has to make sure that taxpayers' money is protected. So before any more taxpayers' money is handed over, in my view, the minister has a responsibility to ensure that we wrestle back control of this project, because I think the government have lost control. We need a completion date. We need a compliant programme of works. But more importantly, we need to see this hospital built because of all of the additional capacity it will provide for children who need this hospital.
David, on the one hand, you have, as you've just pointed out, a client who is saying the builder isn't providing sufficient resources to deliver this project on time. And then on the other hand, you have the builder who is saying, well, look, the client keeps on changing the designs of the hospital, so of course you're complicating the job and it's going to be overruns. Doesn't that sound like pretty much the dynamic that goes on in every building project ever, large or small?
No, and I think this is a much deeper problem, because we're getting to the end of this project, or at least we hoped that we would get to the end of this project. Bear in mind that this hospital was meant to be built by 2022, then it became 2023, then 24, and it's now likely not to be until 2025. So yes, there is always an element of cost overruns and some delays, but the extent of the cost overruns and the extent of the delays, but also the very strong language coming from the board in recent weeks as well, where it talks about a very real frustration with the contractor, as we learned yesterday, an investigation company. Our investigators were hired by the board to actually oversee the works of the main contractor to ensure that the contractor is deploying the appropriate resources. So when you have the board saying that they don't believe that feet are being put on the ground, and in fact, what the CEO of the board said was that he believes that's a tactic And bear in mind, again, the backdrop to this is we have 750 million euro worth of claims which have been submitted by the contractor, which is amazing in and of itself. It's more than the original cost of the hospital. All of those claims have to be adjudicated upon and settled.
Amazing, but not unprecedented, David. Do you understand me? That, you know, again, this is what tends to happen in large infrastructure projects of this kind.
Well, I don't believe that I've seen anything like this project. I think it has been a fiasco. I'm accepting, Philip, that there is always tensions. There is always problems. Of course, there can be cost overruns. And of course, there can be delays. But it's the extent of the cost overruns and extent of the delays, but also the very, very poor relationship between two of the main stakeholders, the board and the contractor. That's very unseemly. It's not where we need to be. And we now have high court challenges. You know, this is mired in court judgments as well. It's not where this project needs to be. It's very unseemly. Mm. And we have to make sure that this hospital is built for the children who need it.
We do.
But equally, there is a responsibility on the government and the Minister for Health to intervene, because the primary responsibility for delivering this project rests with the Cabinet and rests with government and rests with the Minister for Health. And the Minister can't simply be a commentator and watching from the sidelines as the relationships between two of the main stakeholders.
But the Minister for Health is saying, the Minister for Health is saying in this incident, David Cullinan, that you're shining a light on this project, which is what you're supposed to do when you're in opposition, but you're shining a light on this project reveals what would probably be revealed in any large-scale infrastructure project, and you could be being played by one side or the other.
Well, you could wallpaper the room that you were in with any amount of comments that was made by Stephen Donnelly when he was the main opposition health spokesperson. So I don't believe a single person out there will buy that. My job is to make sure that this government is held to account, and all I want is for this hospital to be built as quickly as possible. That's a distraction from what is the real issue here, where the government are going to be asked to sign off on hundreds of millions of more money on this project, and may do so without having any sense of what the completion date will be, without a compliant programme of works, and without knowing what the total cost will be. So this is a runaway train. It has been for some time. It's my contention, and it's borne out from everything I've seen, that the government has lost control of this project. So rather than blaming me or blaming the opposition, the minister needs to do his job and ensure he protects the taxpayer, bangs heads together, improves relationships between the stakeholders, and ensure that we have a realistic date to complete this hospital for the children who need it.
David Cullinan, Sinn Féin, thank you very much. After the break, Brian O'Connell reports on whether families hosting Ukrainians should be paid more.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.